All right, guys, listen up. We have made quorum, so shall we begin with the meeting here?
Yes.
Okay, let's continue here. All right. First thing on the agenda is a roll call. Let me read that off. Laura Andrews. Denise Joyce.
Here.
Tom Arata.
Here.
Daryl McPherson. Bruce Greif.
Here.
Mayette.
Here.
Bezerine.
I'm here.
And Jack DePalma. All right, like I said, we've made quorum, so we're going to continue.
I'm just on the call.
Who is this?
Carolyn.
Sorry, Carolyn Burden just came on the call.
Okay. Thanks, Carolyn.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next on the agenda is timekeeper.
No one else wants
you usually that. Handle that, Denise. You want to continue with that?
Sure, not a problem. Yes.
Okay, thanks. And next on the agenda is C, which is read the agenda, which I'll do now. So A is roll call, B is timekeeper, C is read the agenda, D is guest speaker, and today we are expecting David Rothenberg to show up. We'll have to see what time he shows up. E is cab announcements. F is read the minutes, although I think Tom has a problem with his computer, so I don't know if he has the minutes. If he does not, then we'll do the minutes at the next meeting in September. G is table issues. I don't believe we have any. H is programming and significant station policy. And what the CAB has to begin to discuss today, although we don't have to complete it until September, is the fact that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is now defunded, as I understand it, and will be shut down completely by the end of September, as I understand it. And it is the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that is the entity that creates CABs, Community Advisory Boards. And so without the existence of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CAB has to decide how we're going to move forward or if we're going to move forward. And one way to possibly move forward would be to just continue under the CPB or rules and regulations and hope that in the election of 2028 that a new administration comes in and brings back the CPB. But we'll discuss that and other issues. And so let me continue with the agenda, which is J. J is repeat announcements. K is the next meeting date. And L is adjourn the meeting no later than 3:30 today. So let me just run down the list of people who are at the meeting here. So myself, Neil, Denise, Bruce, Bezerine, Tom, Mayette, and Carolyn. Is there anyone else here at the meeting who wants to identify themselves? All right. Is David Rotham, who is this?
This is Mayette. You usually have other business. What is that category? I didn't hear you mention that. And other...
There's tabled issues, and then there's other issues. And
okay.
So you want to say something in other issues, I believe, Maya.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, oh, okay. All right. So is there anyone else here at the meeting who wants to be identified? No. All right, is David Ruthenberg here at the meeting? All right, then we'll just continue with the agenda. So
may I interject
very
quickly?
Go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, I was talking with Neil. I didn't have a chance to talk with Tom, but it would be great if we could start to give suggestions, start to think about it at the beginning of the meeting as to who we would like to have for our guests for the next month's activities. And I was thinking
of getting into that at the end of David Rothenberg's
mm-hmm.
presentation.
But just to kind of have people's heads and ideas while we're waiting.
Okay. So everybody, think of who we can have as a guest speaker for September. We're open to suggestions, which we'll take after David Rothenberg gives his presentation. All right, so the next thing on the agenda is tab announcements. Let me read that right now. The code of conduct. We ask that everyone abide by the stack order assigned and that we maintain and observe our 3-minute comment period. We must maintain the agenda order and conversation must stay on the agenda topic. Everyone is welcome to attend the meeting, and you are not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name, because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings. And that concludes the announcements. So next on the agenda is read the minutes. So Tom, you had a problem with your computer. So if you don't have any minutes, then I guess we'll put it off until September. So what's the status of that?
Wednesday to have somebody coming from the Geek Squad to help reconnect my computer and hopefully get everything working.
All right. Okay. So then we'll put off the minutes until the September meeting. All right. The next on the agenda is G, tabled issues. I don't believe there are any tabled issues. Tom, or Denise, do you guys recall any tabled issues?
I don't.
No, I don't believe there are. All right, so H is a programming and significant station policy, and so here, the meeting is opened up for everyone, even the non-CAB members, to present ideas for ideas that we would present to the local station board and the station management. So we're now open for. Go ahead. Oh, hang on. Let me get a staff going here. All right. Anyone else for the stack besides Bruce?
Maya.
Denise.
Anyone else?
Denise.
All right. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just going to let you guys know. I'll send an email out to the group, but I hooked up this group called MadVoters.org out of Indiana, and they're fighting against election rigging and voter suppression, and they're going to be on Law of the Land Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. So I'll send an announcement out. It's a pretty interesting group of people. And, if you're around or you could pick it up off the archive. But, I mean, that's the kind of programming, that's the kind of thing that I also think that the CAB could do, was bring interesting guests to the host and say, hey, here's somebody you might want to have on. That's it. I'm done.
All right. Thanks for that, Bruce. And Law of the Land, you said, is on 9 o'clock, so that's a.m. or p.m.?
a.m. 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, Law of the Land.
All right. Is that thanks, Bruce.
Okay,
all right, Mayette, you're next on the stack?
Yes. Just give me a second here. Okay. All righty. First, as regards station policy, last Tuesday, after many moons, there was some, as it were, report to and from the listener. Wow, kudos that is finally being called by its correct and good descriptive name. We don't have any idea as to when it's going to make its turn. Will there be another 9 months or whatever it is before it appears? So as a station policy, it needs to establish the exact interval, you know, that is going to appear, whether it's bi-monthly, which would be every 2 months. You know, it needs to be at least no less than that schedule. Okay, that's on station policy for now. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mayette. Denise, you're next on the stack.
For some reason, we have an echo going on. I don't know what that's about. Pertaining to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting possibly being terminated, I had heard the end of the year that once the budget expires in September, that they should pretty much deplete the funds by the end of the year. But let's see what transpires. I was thinking that we might want to start a corporation supported by listeners who want to support publicly funded or listener-sponsored commercial-free media. It could go under that kind of name. The monies could stem from free money, like you get like 3% from Capital One if you use your credit card after a certain amount of time, depending upon how much you spend. You have a tendency to generate between, let's say, $9 to $23 or so if you spend about $1,000 change on a monthly basis. That seems to be pretty much the average of most people. So you have this extra $23, $18, whatever, and you might want to cut it in half and use part of the that free money for yourself, and then or put the other half in the corporation and start an investment. That's what the public broadcasting is actually about. It is a corporation that the federal government donates, something like 40% of its income. They take that money, make an investment, they keep the principal in place, and spend the money from the profits to go towards publicly funded media. We could do that for an exclusive group such as WBAI. If it gets really large, we could do it for publicly funded media in general or for Pacifica. But it's a way to start to do some to create a corporation that's owned and operated by the listener, and at the same time start to understand how to invest in funds that we generate through gasoline cards, bank cards, that we normally wouldn't have that funds available. Just utilize it to start the corporation and start the principal funds with that money. That's just a suggestion.
All right. Thanks, Denise. Anyone else for the staff?
Neil, this is my ad. I have something as to regards programming.
Oh, go ahead, Maya.
Okay. Give me a second.
No.
Yeah. believe it or not, we used to have, and at some point, I remember when I was in communication with Bruce, he was going to do some research. I don't know whether he did, on a manager, a black woman who was general manager that was honest, excellent, and connected to very much the community. Her name was Muriel Tillinghast. And when they found out that certain forces found out she was honest and connected to the community, she was very quickly pushed out, and it's been downhill from there. But I was working with her on a very successful program that, brought in good funding, and that was, and I'm basically trying to say we need to do another version of it. But she worked very closely with me on after Grandpa Lewis's, before she had left for California, and I have no update on her, there was a very, very, very popular program, and people were reading books, okay, not so much raised up on TV and the great stimulation and adventure actions, et cetera, et cetera. And it was an all-talk program where, or a listener program where people would call in and talk about the books they were reading. And it was just, it was one of the top programs at BAI. We need to have more of a historical archives. But that would be my suggestion, is that a program, especially now, doing such fascist, authoritarian, autocratic terms, that people could bring some enlightenment and insight and edification, where there would be like a listen to what Karen used to do and a redux of that particular program, which I would be willing to work on. That's it. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Maya. Anyone else for the staff? We're talking about programming and significant station policy. And under significant station policy would come ideas for fundraising for the station. So any fundraising ideas for the station can be addressed at this time.
Denise on the stat.
Denise, go ahead.
I think I heard Bressarine say it. When we say, when I think of fundraising, I think of wealth. And Bruce spoke about it yesterday with me, that the real wealth for any media is patronage. So Bessarine, I thought she just said something about flyers. I do think that we should initiate some new flyers that are more descriptive of what we have to offer by way of programming. A committee may have to be instructed in order to start to contact the producers to see if they have anything in their portfolio that they haven't shared with the station that they might want to suggest. And then we might want to work on something as well. I do intend to look at Back to School for September, because I want to be in some of the yards before the start of the school day in train stations, you know, at the train entrances, to talk to some parents about that particular program. So that's just a thought that I had. You know, let's try to see if we can create some new flyers that are more relevant and more descriptive of what we are offering to the listenership, and at the same time decide how we might share those flyers with the applicable public.
That's very understood.
So you're finished, Denise?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Denise. Bezerine, you're next.
Yes. You know, thank you, Denise, for bringing that up about the flyers. But supposedly the WBA has a standard flyer that can be downloaded or generated somehow. And then one can just make copies of that, so it's uniformed. And, my, work on the ground has been flyers. I just take my own time and I go to different neighborhoods and I give out my flyers. I go to different events. My area always has events. It's right there on between Utica and in the Flatbush area. So there's always something going on. So I could generate at least 100 flyers. You know, I just discipline myself. Okay, today you're going to give 50 to 100 flyers. Most of the time I just go to the printer and let them, out of my own pocket, let them just give me the amount I want. And then I set my goal for how much I'm going to do per week or per month. So if we had some kind of a basic flyer that is uniform, okay, I could find time to do that. So do we have such a flyer that is uniformed, in terms of WBI, and this is what we have, join us, calling numbers, blah, blah, blah. So that's,
there are some flyers on the the WBAI.org site. You would have to go into the site itself, and I'd have to look at the site right now, but there are flyers available that way. I've made business card size handouts that I've given with the emblem and a couple of the programs, the call-in number, donation number, that sort of thing. If we decided, once we look at the actual site, WBAI site, I found that I didn't find too many flyers that would be really would stimulate interest as much as I would like. And I'm thinking that people have been doing it before. They've been creating flyers or using the call letters or the letterhead on the top of the site itself. People do a lot of different things. Of course, if we do get a committee together and we start to create flyers, it would be good to kind of interact with some of the producers that are hosting these shows. And, of course, we would have to present some of the ideas that we have to WBI management. That's just a thought. But I have created flyers and like little business-like card type of things, and I've given them out at activities. They don't tell me I can't use their emblem or anything like that. In fact, I've even put them in the station. People have used them in the station as well.
Yes, you understand.
All right. Bezerine, you're on the stack again?
Yes, please.
Yeah,
go ahead. Okay, go ahead, Bezerine.
Yes, thank you. Can I just make my own flyers? Very simple, color-coded, in regards to WBAI. Tune in, blah, blah, blah. And these are the programs that we have. I go to WBAI, I look at the programs for Monday, let's say, and then I make a flyer in regards to that. Then my other flyers would be Tuesday program in WBAI, different things like that. It's very simple. I don't have to really get into a committee. I just have to, stick by, what the programs are about on the daily basis. Because I don't want to get involved with inconsistencies and if they don't like this or like that. And just put simply CAB member. And, put out my flyers. I produce the flyers. I, you know, get to the printer and do as much as I can. And that's it. It's simple. But my concern is, what is the format? Is there a format so I don't go out of the, you know, rules or something? Or can anybody just put up a flyer? And in regards to WBI, I've done it before in regards to when we had the Easter programming, and I gave out flyers in regards to that. Very simple. I don't get into anything big. It's a radio program, 90 whatever FM, and just go to different events. And we have so many events in this area. You can get tired of events. It's like every week there's an event. And for schooling, I've been to schools, you know, when they are sort of, you know, finished for the day. I meet a lot of parents. You know, this is something I've been doing with my other work for justice reform. So I'm familiar, and I'll get my word out. It's that simple. Thank you.
Yeah, Bezerine,
yes.
The only thing that I'm thinking about with your suggestion is that if you're going to have WBAI's call letters on your flyer, I mean, it may be a good idea to have someone at WBAI look over your flyer first before you distribute it. So maybe
that's
have
fine.
Bob Henley take a look at it and get his okay for using that particular flyer.
Or Kazaiba.
Sure.
She's also program manager, one or the other.
Yeah, because I know years ago the CAB created a flyer in conjunction with the LSB. It was, well, first of all, it was a process just making the flyer because it was a committee event, and then we did have to get the station to okay it, and they finally it did that, even though they weren't quite happy with the flyer, but they did okay it. So that's the only thing I would suggest, Bezerine.
Okay.
All right. Maya, you're next on the stack.
Yes. One of the things that absolutely needs to happen, because I'm going to be doing my part as to a series on where we need to be and where we need to head. Okay, right now, continuing, as with the previous administration, we have no accountability as regards anything. And one example is, and I think it greatly contributed to why Joanna Fernandez disappeared into the ether. If you recall, and some of us were actually on that Zoom meeting that she had when a young sister who was connected to the support around Mumia, where she was... She was targeted as to something that there are guidelines around, but no real enforcement as to the station having any type of grievous measure. So if you recall what Johanna did when she came forward and she reviewed this on more than one of her programs, and followed up with a Zoom meeting where somebody pretty prominent at the station, I believe it was someone who had a program at the time, was shaking down a sister for sexual harassment and involvement. And why did Johanna disconnect herself? And I know Bob, when I was in touch with him and he was acting more accountable, was there no platform, no grievance measure, so Sister could actually document? Somehow, if there's some conflict with management and they don't want to be accountable, they can get away with it. No way to hold their feet to the fire in any measure at all. In fact, the survivor, the victim, is somehow expected to, bring like a gift box tied up in a ribbon, and they're already traumatized by a situation, yet they're expected to somehow be the ones that bring accountability, which is beyond ludicrous and ridiculous. So the idea is, we need to have, it's almost unbelievable. And those of us who've been around for some decades as an activist and supporter of BAI and trying to hang in there among the...
I'm going to ask you, excuse me for a second, Mayad. The guest has just texted me and says that he's been on for 20 minutes and hasn't...
Okay, I'm going to let him come forward, but the basic idea is there must be some short-form and long-form process of bringing forward a complaint, a conflict with the station and or management. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Maya. All right, David Rothenberg, you're here at the meeting?
I am. I don't know why. I'm here, but I'm here. Denise forced me into it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're looking forward for your input.
We appreciate you coming.
All right. So we will continue with our agenda after David Rothenberg gives his presentation. So, David, thanks so much for showing up at the meeting, and I'm sorry you had to wait, but I didn't notice that you were already here at the meeting. So go ahead and make your presentation.
I was told to be on at 1:15, and I came on.
Yeah, well, okay.
I don't know why I was invited, other than suggestions on fundraising. I stopped going to meetings about 6 years ago after attending them for over 40, because I started making two suggestions about fundraising, and if neither is used, then everything else is superfluous. One is there has to be an annual report, and two, there has to be a development person hired. The annual report, I will give you an example. BAI hasn't had an annual report for years. I was called by a listener who said she wanted to, her family foundation wanted to donate in my name, and could we please send an annual report? I said, there is none. She said, does the Fortune Society have one, an organization with I'm affiliated? I said, of course we do. Every nonprofit, save one, as an annual report, and we sent it to her. And Fortune Society got $10,000. I can't imagine the number of listeners or people who are supportive who have family foundations who might support the station, but because there is no annual report, they can't. It's an, it's a given that foundations, they want to know what money's coming in from where and how it's being spent. Do any of us know how money is being spent at BAI? I don't. I don't know what the salaries are. I don't know what the rent is. I know we're constantly being asked to raise money for a tower. How much and why? Where's the money coming from? It's not known. Anyway, when I talk about a development person, most organizations have it. About 3 years ago, I got a call from the Fortune Society that a BAI listener had died and left $200,000 to the Fortune Society in my name. I said I wanted to thank the family of the man who I didn't know. I received a letter, and in the letter listed all the other places that the man left money. And one of the places was WBAI. $200,000 was left. I called the station and I said, I know I don't have a right to dictate where money goes, but may I make a suggestion? You'll never guess what the answer was. The answer was, what letter? And I said, a letter from a law firm. And the answer was, well, we better open our mail. They opened the mail and found a check for $200,000.
Oh, my.
I said, may I suggest half of it be used to hire a development person whose job is to raise money, and the other half, and they said, well, we owe Pacifica $200,000. I said, send Pacifica $100,000, which shows good intent, and have the development person raise the other $100,000. They sent all $200,000 to BAI, and there was to Pacifica, and there's no development person. So I've stopped attending meetings about fundraising because there's fundamental things that have to be done, and everything else is putting band-aids on gangrene.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
May I sign off now?
No.
Yes, David.
David, thanks for your presentation, but are you willing to take some questions?
Now we have the Q&A portion of it.
Yeah, I'll answer questions. I just want to tell you one other thing. I started a nonprofit organization 2 years after BAI started. BAI has a radio station 24 hours a day and 7 days a week and is in peril. When I started the Fortune Society in 1967, 16 people gave me $2, and I opened a bank account for $32. Our constituency was probably the most difficult to raise money for, homeless, formerly incarcerated people. 57 years later, Fortune Society now has a staff of 500 and a budget of $80 million. So it's possible for a nonprofit organization to develop and build. And I saw one doing it and the other not. And it's been very frustrating because I've had a passion for BAI, but it's a little like I think I told Denise then, if you've ever been betrayed by a lover, that's the feeling I have sometimes. Now I'll take questions.
All right. Thanks, David. So let's get a stack for any questions for David.
Yes, my ad on the stack.
Yes, sir. In
go ahead, Maya.
Yeah. David, what would be first step in getting BAI? And it is a big problem with management and continuing as in previous management. I'd also like to add to your basic idea for a development director of having, this is something that came up big time, having an archival history. In other words, when new people come on, whether it's an intern or it's new public, there is no history. If people can know about Muriel Tillinghast, if you recall, you would have been around. She was someone that was engaged with the community. We were working on a book program together that she was quite exceptional and ardent about. And we don't have anything like that in terms of how management is accountable and answerable. So I would say you have an excellent idea about a developmental director, but that director needs to come on with some understanding of the significant history where it just doesn't exist. The public.
Well, a development person first has to have contacts with family foundations and other foundations that might support a radio station. You want a skill. As far as knowing the history, I've been around for 50 years, and nobody's ever asked me anything about the past. So there doesn't seem to be any great interest in it. But that being said, I think, yes, a development person could find out the past, but I think the most important thing is to develop a future.
Indeed. Yes, absolutely. And we can't develop...
You know, keep in mind that we only have a certain amount of time, Mr. Rothenberg. We have to get our...
Well, I don't have much more time in my life. I'm 92, so you got use the time when you got me.
Exactly. So we have Bessarine next. Am I right, Neil?
Yes, Bessarine is next on the stack.
All right, you don't need me anymore, okay?
No, Bessarine has a question for you, Mr. Rothenberg.
The Q&A portion of the...
Mr. Rothenberg, this is Bessarine. Are you
familiar... Mr. Rothenberg's my father. I'm David.
Well, I'm extremely courteous. I'm so sorry. David, are you familiar with the law PL118-71 for federal prison oversight?
No, tell me what that is.
Yeah, it's for federal prison oversight. It's a law that was signed by President Biden, July 25, 2024. It's a law, but the law is not really, there's no desire to implement the ombudsman and hotline. So I'm just saying, since you're into that, I looked at your profile before I came on. I just like to get a touch of you, insight. And I know you are familiar with the, fighting for those who are in the prison. So I just wanted to know, we are trying to advocate for the ombudsman and the hotline. And we have the funds. We're not me, myself, but the president has, given in the appropriation bill $5 billion. $5 billion, $3 billion will be for hiring and, sustaining a staff level. And then $2 billion would be for repairs. So I just wondered if you're familiar and what can you do to push that? We need implementation. It's a law, but what...
$2 billion?
Yeah, $2 billion for the Bureau of Prisons to do the repairs. Ceilings are falling, toilets are breaking, flooding is going on, roofs are flying off. So that's happening right now in America. In the Bureau of Prisons.
Well, I'm sure people at Fortune Society, I'm long retired. I'm a consultant.
Yes.
I'm sure people at Fortune are well aware of this, but if you want to send me something, I'll pass it on.
Okay. How do I?
DPRFortune at hotmail.com.
Okay. All right.
Denise on the staff?
Thank you, David.
Denise, go ahead.
All right, David, I won't keep you long with it. My question is, we don't have a development representative currently, and it seems like our funds are sort of short for that.
Haven't for 10 years.
Yeah. What would you describe from a prototype standpoint for a good audience development representative? What would be some of the things they would do and his or her characteristics? Perhaps we can... implement
well, they would raise enough money to cover their own salary to start. They would listen. When Fortune started, we didn't even know what a development person was. I hustled it, and you found out what the foundations were. There's all sorts of books that tell you in what arena people fund. There are people that fund community radio stations. And the fact that a woman called me who was a listener and wanted to fund BAI, that a man, several people die and leave money to Fortune. Obviously, there are family foundations that are approachable. A good development person sends letters and follows up with discussions. That's how it's done. You hustle.
The same thing goes for audience development as well, then. Am I correct?
Well,
that's a form of wealth as well.
Audience development is a great problem now since young people listen to podcasts and don't listen to the radio. Our radio audience is between 60 and death.
Yeah, and David,
screaming.
Before
no,
you...
Excuse me, no, you have to be on the... you have to be on the...
Pardon me?
My ad. But thank you for that answer. We will look into... We are currently streaming, so we...
David, before you go,
well.
Would you repeat
my,
that?
My, 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 Maya, you have to wait, please.
Yeah, I just need him to repeat the email he gave. I didn't quite get it.
DPR, my initials, depressed person Rothenberg, DPR fortune at hotmail.com.
Thank you.
Are you able to,
all right,
to be with us for a little while longer, or do you need to conclude now?
I was ready to conclude a half hour ago.
we kept asking, is David Rothenberg on the line, but no one said anything, so we didn't know that you were there. Yeah.
All right, guys, I have one quick question for you, David.
Yes.
You were talking about an annual report.
Yes.
Is that the same? Is that the same as an audit?
Well, you get an audit and develop an annual report. BAI used to have it all the time. It shows you where the money is come in from, how much from foundations, from individuals. It's not very complicated, and where the money was spent. And foundations want it because they don't want to invest in something that they can't legitimize financially. You may have read over the years many nonprofit organizations get in trouble because somebody's walking off with a lot of money. When you audit and you find out there's $175,000 unaccounted for, it's tough to get money after that. So you have it audited. You have it audited, and you make it. It's not very complicated. I mean, I've sent people the copy of the fortunes. I think I've sent it to the current people at BAI. I've sent them copies of the current Fortune Society annual report, and it lists, it's rather detailed, where the money has been spent and where it's coming in. And foundations need that before they will give money, but they're out there.
Yeah, well, all right, well, we're going to add that to a suggestion to DLSB and station management.
Lots of luck on that.
We're going to express that on a collective basis.
I want to repeat, I was saying this year after year after year, which is why I stopped attending fundraising meetings and why I was reluctant to come here. Because
yes.
Sometimes I feel like I'm thunder in an empty forest.
Yes.
No, you're not thundering. We appreciate you. We hear your thunder, and we're going to see what we can do to manifest some results.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, David, for coming to the meeting. And I'm sorry you had to wait. But
I don't mind waiting. Let's see what happens.
But, all right. All right. Well, we're gonna make these suggestions to the station. And like you said,
I've made the suggestion to the station about an annual report, and they said it has to come from Pacifica. I don't know why. Each station has its own budget. I think
exactly.
That I felt that was a. Mr. Edley, I told him, I said we need an annual report, and his answer was Pacifica has to make it. But Fortune has its own. Fortune. BA has its own budget, I would think.
Well, I'm not sure about that myself. But what I did hear was that Pacifica has taken over all of WBAI's finances.
Well,
so
then they have to have an annual report. So when we go to a foundation, are we giving money to Pacifica or to BAI?
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Because if you address the monies for that you want to donate specifically to WBAI, they are obliged and committed to give that money to WBAI. So we're going to have to get a little more into what's going on here and have a better understanding, because a multiple of voices are always much more bring much more gravity to the question. So let's get some voices booming. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much for coming, David. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you.
Bye. David.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
I want to say something.
All right, guys.
I just got a message from Alex Steinberg, and he provided. Let me just. My phone just went down. I'd asked him about this morning whether he could provide the program that he was on in Washington, speaking about the issues that WBAI and other listener-sponsored media are experiencing. And he sent me, 1 minute, my phone just went down on me. He sent me a some kind of PDF or something. Continue on. I'm going to see if I can bring it up real fast and then see if we can actually hear something or see how we can be able to gain privy to that program. So.
Okay, Denise. So what we said earlier, we're going to do now, and that is that we're going to take suggestions from the people at the meeting for future guests coming to the CAB meeting. So if anyone has any ideas now as to who we should possibly invite to the meeting, please speak up now.
Yes, my ad on the stack.
My ad, go ahead.
Yes.
I agree with you.
Okay, this is something that has been going on for some considerable time. And what it is this was put forward to the CAB some time ago, which is somewhat irrelevant. But what it is something that the CAB unanimously approved, and that is promoting the CAB through a card and inviting new attendees, potential members, by giving digital help. And I want to start with a specific...
can you hang on a second? We haven't come to that part of the meeting. We're asking for ideas for guests to come to future CAB meetings.
That's what I was talking about, even outside of, well, it could be under in other business or other issues, but you specifically asked something that deals with directly one of my concerns.
Suggestions. He asked for guests.
I'm trying to tell what the guest suggestion is. And that is, I want to begin this idea that we put in abeyance for some reason, and that is promoting digital help to the public, which should bring in, because we haven't been able to bring in other potential attendees to the CAB, and those potential attendees could hopefully stay around so that they will become actual CAB members. Now, as I discussed with you, Neil, last night, is that I want to begin the guest presentation, and you don't need to use my name on any particular card, but it would be around digital help. Now, Denise recommended and gave me the number for...
I'm going to ask, if you're going to give a person or an entity for our next guest, you have to give it, because we can't take that much time just to give who you want to suggest.
Hang on, guys. Listen up, listen, please. What we're doing right now is we are trying to get names of people who could come to future CAB meetings and be our guest speaker. So we're looking for a person. Okay, Maya. So, what is the person's name that you want to come to a CAB meeting? What is the person's name?
It's myself, and it's a some summary of what.
All right. You don't have to say any more. So you want to promote yourself to be a guest speaker at the CAB? Okay. Well, I got that down. So
Denise,
does anyone else?
No.
We have your name, Mayette. That's all we need right now.
Okay.
If you want to get into the rest of it, wait for it'll come up in the agenda.
Okay.
Just be patient. It'll come up. It'll come up. Any other ideas for who should be a guest speaker?
Denise on the stat.
Denise, go ahead.
There's a computer show that Daryl always mentions. I can't think of the name. I'll look it up and find the person's name. But I would like to have one of those hosts as our next guest to discuss how we might be able to build our audience with the knowledge that he has pertaining to the Internet. I did, at the beginning of the year, based on Maya's suggestion and Daryl's, I went to the Senior Planet. That's a group that sponsors information for seniors who are not familiar with the Internet. I introduced Maya to it. She's going there currently. But unfortunately, they indicated that WBI has a certain kind of programming that's not quite suitable for AARP. So I was not able to get them to come as a guest, one of their representatives. But I would like to look, get the name of the show where there was a computer specialist with a show specifically devoted to computers. I'll try to get in touch with either Daryl or maybe Bruce might recall the name. We could call that individual that hosts that meeting and see if they'll come to the next meeting. I'll have a name for the members.
Are you talking about Off the Hook?
Off the Hook, yes.
No, I think she's talking about the personal computer show.
It could be either. It could be either the personal computer show or Off the Hook. We are looking for experts in the Internet field who can assist us in building our audience development, which is what David Rothenberg just spoke about, and that he could give us suggestions during our program. So that's my suggestion. If you can give me a name, Bruce, for either of them, Off the Hook or the computer show, I'll put it down and that will be my suggestion. Do you have a name for me, Bruce?
I want to
Hang on, I'll look at it. I'll email it to you.
Okay.
Emmanuel Goldstein.
That would be Off the Hook, right? And I believe for the personal computer show, I think it's Hank Key, but I'm not sure.
I think the personal computer show is on Gary Null's network.
That's okay. He used to be with us. He'll know us. I think we can get him, you know.
Right.
So we've got Hank Golds. I'm sorry, Emmanuel Golds. And what's the other
Goldstein.
Brother's name? Hank Goldstein. And
yes.
The other brother's
no,
name?
No.
No, Emmanuel
Hank,
Goldstein.
Emmanuel Goldstein.
That's a name from 1984. He's
that's
adopted
fine,
it for
but
himself.
What,
Emmanuel
what,
Goldstein.
What show was he on again, please? Was
that
personal
that was
computer?
Off the Hook.
Oh,
off the Hook. That was Off the Hook. He's the main guy there.
Yeah.
The other person.
And what about
Hank? Hang on, Maya. Hang on. The other person's name, I believe, is Hank Key.
Very good. What show is he
but,
on?
I'm not totally sure.
All right, fine.
I believe that he's on the Gary Null network.
Yeah,
I don't care if he's on Gary Null. I'm sure that they help us out. Go ahead.
Okay.
Next person.
All right. You have something to say?
Yes. Let me get you
go ahead.
Speaker. Yeah, I just want to clarify something. I'm not sure exactly what happened when Denise said she reached out to AARP, but that's irrelevant because my contact with them, they are very excited. I spoke to Abraham initially, then I spoke to Ying there.
Okay, so then
and they have. Wait, let me finish, please, without interruption. Okay? They are very excited about my introducing what's represented by Senior Planet in terms of our finally moving forward with an idea that was unanimously approved. And so there's no contention with anybody that I've reached. I've talked to people like Abraham, Sister Ying, Y-I-N-G, and to Helen, Linda, spelled with a Y, Linda Fell. And they are very forward-looking, and there's no hold-up in terms of it's not necessary to bring anyone there. I can represent what Senior Planet has meant to me and get started with something that we approve but are not moving forward with, okay? And that's me describing my personal experiences. They are absolutely supportive, so we don't have to go back to a time when somebody got somebody who said, no, no, we can't participate, because the way I've connected with them, they're absolutely excited about the presentation that I would like to make about how Senior Plan. They even help people, because when I got cut off at the end of my first session, I saw someone came forward and they were talking about trying again to connect someone with their smart TV, because it's not easy to get up these smart TVs and, you know, the different remotes that you have. So besides the Geek Squad, which Tom was very helpful in telling me all about, and he's going to use to untangle his current computer problems, of Best Buy. So let's move forward. You know, we come up with all these different things to shut us down, but we just need to move forward. It's that simple. And as to I was offered an opportunity to make the cart. That's what I do. I write and I edit, and that's no big deal to advertise the cart so we can get new members and finally get to having new members who want to take on the responsibilities of being the chair, the recordings, the vice chair, and the recording secretary. Because you talk about the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the idea that came forward earlier, but you need to follow the bylaws. Okay, and that means every so many years you have an election at the CAB and you bring new blood to the fore, and that alone also attracts new members, because we heard the sister when we had some type of a public BAI meeting brought forward that, according to her, the CAB is not functioning per the bylaws and way the CAB needs to legally and lawfully function. Thank you.
Denise,
thank you,
Mayad. If you have the card that you've written up, then submit it for all of the members.
Yeah, but I got some pushback with that.
No.
I'm just, for the third and fourth time.
I already have it, so I will submit it in writing.
Guys, thank you. Guys, we can't, people, we can't have two people talking at the same time. It just doesn't work. Denise, I'm talking. Send the information to Denise and let her take a look at it.
Neil, you will receive it. Maya will send it to you. She has your number.
Send it to me. All right, we got to move on here.
So I have the information from Alex Steinberg. He indicated at the LSB meeting, he stated that he was on a show on WPFW describing and discussing some of the problems that WBI was facing. And I had asked him, could he provide the date of the show so that, you know, we might be able to hear. Instead, he sent me a WPF.T3. I know that Bruce will know what that is. It seems like you can just tap it and listen to it. What I can do is see if that's the case now, or I can send the whole email from Alex to everyone and see if they can actually hear these programs. What would everyone like to do?
Yeah, we'll work it that way, Denise. Send the information to everyone.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's move on here. We have to get back to where we left off prior to having David Rothenberg make his presentation. We were still on programming and significant station policy. And the only idea that I have to add to everything is to have a show where the host would present information that appears on the Gary Null Show. It will not be Gary Null himself. It will be someone else who will be relaying the information that appears on the Gary Null Show. So that is my suggestion for programming. So are there any
question?
Other...
May I ask a question pertaining to that suggestion? Have you made that request to Gary Null to see if it would be acceptable for someone to interpret his material on WBAI?
No, I haven't. No, I don't know if that would be a problem, but we would have to look into it.
Yeah, you would have to look into that. Okay, so maybe that would be the next step if we want to go forward with that. All right, thank you.
Or we need to get a host who would want to do that, and then he could check the legalities of it all. But at any rate, that's my suggestion.
Okay.
All right. Any other suggestions for programming and significant station policy? And remember, significant station policy also encompasses fundraising. All right. Well, we will. Who's this? Go ahead, Bezerine.
Please, why don't we just follow what David just told us? You can collect money. You can raise money. You don't have to go through many channels. Get that annual report. Get a development person that you pay. You can pay somebody if you get the annual report. You can have tons of money just flowing in. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bezerine.
And Denise,
all right, any other ideas?
I have.
Could I go
idea.
On a sec?
Go ahead, Tom. I'll go after you.
I just want to repeat what Bezerine just said. David Rothenberg, I'm very glad whoever invited him because he had the answers. An annual report and a development director, the money is there. And hopefully we follow his advice. I mean, so he says he's been hitting his head against the wall for years and years, and he's seen money come into his organization, the Fortune Society, and if we only follow those two rules, an annual report and had a development director, we could get some of that money too. So I just want to totally agree and just endorse what Bezerine just said.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Denise, you're next on the stack.
Yes, and pertaining to what David said, I was speaking a little bit about it before, of starting a listener-sponsored corporation, kind of with the same profile as a corporation for public broadcasting. David said it again. He said that he started a non-for-profit organization. It started with $32. People gave in a little bit of money. I even said how we could get that money through using free money with credit cards that give a percentage back for what you purchase, or gas cards that give you a percentage back or a discount for gasoline that you purchase. That money could be donated to the organization. You could take half of the profit of the money that you did not actually earn. It's just that you got it because you spent money with a particular group. And that way we could start something. He started with $32. He ended with $8 million currently for the Fortune Foundation. So it's definitely well within our means. Pertaining to committees, particularly for generating a new listenership, the committee could simply mean, Messerine, if you create a couple of flyers, okay, and you submit them as ideas for flyers to give out for WBAI, and I create a couple, we could either submit all of the flyer suggestions to management and then see what would be approved. We could do it that way, or we can just create the flyers and make them, you know. But I would suggest if we're going to do it as a representative of the CAB, It doesn't have to mean that we have to meet and go through a whole lot of rigmarole. We're all very busy. If you create an idea for a flyer, you make it up, and you just put it on. You can put it on a text and say, this is my idea for the flyers. You know, the deadline is going to be for the end of the month. Everybody who has ideas for flyers, send them through. Let all the members look at it. We could easily even vote on it without having to meet together. It doesn't have to be a situation where it's a long, drawn-out kind of a thing.
That's a ring
on the stack. So that's basically it. Thank you.
That's a ring on the stack.
Bezerine, go ahead.
Yes. It's very simple. We've been given a miracle answer from David. Get the annual report from wherever you're going to get it. Submit it to wherever you got to submit it, to maybe the people who have billions of dollars, and the development person from those funds will be paid, so they are professional. That's the golden rule. You can have tons of money coming in. You will not have to be paying rent. You can buy your own building. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bezerine. All right, let's move on here. Next on the agenda is other issues. And the CAB needs to talk about the demise of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, because that's these are the people who have created CABs. And so if they go, then it's questionable if CABs should continue or not. So we need to discuss this. And my understanding was that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was going to totally close at the end of December. I mean, at the end of September. And Denise thought that it was going to end at the end of the year.
I'm going online now to get the answer. One moment.
Okay. All right. But at any rate, we need to get some discussion going as to what the CAB should do. So the floor is open, and I'm taking a stack. So does anybody have any ideas on this?
Could I go on a stack, Neil?
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I think we should just continue meeting every month as we do, unless somebody at the station decides it's not a good idea, but because then all we'll do, this is the August meeting, then it'll be September meeting, and that will be the last meeting. But if we just continue, because there's still a lot of questions up in the air, until we get further advice, we'll just continue the third Sunday of every month, and then until we find out more about the CPB funding, because they also get private funding from corporations and everything. Until we get further information, I think we should continue as we're doing until we get, find out what's going on.
All right, Tom. Thanks for that, Tom. And so your idea then is to just continue under the CPB rules for CABs.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's a good idea. Any other ideas on what the CAB should do in this situation?
That Tom's idea is excellent. I wouldn't understand why we wouldn't continue, because I never had the understanding. First of all, we don't get CPB monies for a number of reasons, including lack of audits. And I think it started around 2013 when you got that Bertho Reimers as the general manager, and what a mess he made, okay? No longer audits. So I don't see how whatever Donald Trump bad seed has done to CPB would affect us in any way, since we've been disconnected from them for some time. So I agree with Tom. we just continue the care because it concerns the particular bylaws of Pacifica WBAI. That this not relevant to whatever happens to the CPB, which we've been disconnected from for some time. So thank you, Tom.
All right. Thanks, Maya. So maybe
Denise, on the stat, I just want to read what I see on the and there's some kind of funny sounds coming through. Do you, is everyone hearing it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hearing like a phone ringing.
Yeah, that's on my newly connected cell phone. Pardon that.
All right, go ahead, Denise.
Okay. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will conclude its operation on September 30th, 2025. A small transition team will remain until January 2026 to assist the closure.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks for that, Denise.
Sure.
And as far as I know, they have already been stripped of their money, so they don't have any more.
It says that the funds were already allocated for this year, okay, and that it will be the quarterly financial reports end in September for any corporation. But they, as it has said, that to the end of September 30th, 2025, a small transition team will remain until January 2026 to assist the closure. I think that we should do a little more research so we won't be going on assumption. I'm going to do a little more research as well and have actual facts as to what we're saying. I would like to be on the stack also. I was just reading what the Internet is.
All right, so you have more to say then, Denise, go ahead.
Pertaining to, I agree with Tom, I think that we should continue. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting was really created during the civil rights period so that we could get more influx of media from all of the small communities throughout the United States and to get more input from the actual variations of ethnic and religious backgrounds from American public viewers and American public audience. So that money was organization was created in order to get more influx and more representation of what this country actually looks like instead of having it so limited or one-dimensional kind of broadcasting. And it came from during the 60s, during the civil rights movement. Johnson signed the bill, it went into effect, and we have now, well, we no longer because Trump has eliminated the funds, but up until September, the corporation will be closing down because the fiscal income for last year is now concluded, but they are still going to be operating and kind of winding down the whole operation until January 2025. We'll do more research in that, but I agree with Tom. Yes, we should continue because the overall concept of the reason why it was created in the first place is to give the American public a voice in the media complex, the commercial media complex. So that's something that I want to see continue even after January 2026.
All right. Thanks, Denise. Maybe this should be put into a motion that we could vote on here at the meeting. And let me try to come up with the wording for a motion here. And this would be that the CAB will continue to operate under the CPB rules and regulations for CABs even after the CPB closes down. Does anyone want to redo that that wording? So, Tom, did you get that wording down, Tom?
Yeah, maybe I'd say
closing down, maybe defunded.
Yeah, you could sort of say due to the sort of instability that's been created by the getting rid of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the CAB has decided to continue operations until we find out more about what's taking place. Yes. In other words, we'll continue our operations until further notice,
exactly.
Until we find out more about what's going on. There's too much uncertainty for us to decide anything else.
Until further notice, sounds good.
All right, the CAB will continue operations under CPB rules and regulations until further notice.
Yeah, that covers it all.
Once we start to do the research, that information I got from the internet, we can do a little more research on it. But it sounds about right. The quarterly budget doesn't end until the last day of September, and there still probably will be funds that we're going to have a small staff, and they'll be able to close everything out by the January of 2000 of next year. Once we do the research, maybe we can start a corporation, as David Rothenberg spoke about, and as the original Corporation for Public Broadcasting was created in the first place. It's a corporation that took a percentage of money from the federal government in order to invest. They used the profit to donate to listener-sponsored media. The rest they kept as a principal, and they invested in and made additional monies. David Rothenberg just said they started with $32, and now they have an annual budget of $8 million.
All right, Tom,
$8 million.
Yeah. Tom, did you get the wording for that motion?
Yeah, I got the last sentence. I'm just trying to sort of understand the first sentence.
Let me read what I have here. The CAB will continue operations.
Get that
down, Tom.
We'll continue to how?
We'll continue
The CAB will continue operations.
Operations, okay.
Right, you got that down?
Yes.
Okay. Under CPB, or maybe we should spell that out completely,
yes,
under the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Okay.
Rules and regulations.
All right.
Until further notice.
Great.
All right, so can you read that back, Tom?
The CAB will continue operations under the Corporation for Public Broadcasting rules and regulations until further notice.
Yeah, okay,
do we vote on that?
That's it.
Well, yeah, I think that was your original idea when you spoke, and so that will be your motion, Tom. Is that okay?
Okay, and I guess a second.
All right, now we need the motion to be seconded.
A second.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're up to a vote here. Denise, how do you vote?
I just second. I vote for it.
Okay, well, I got to ask. Bruce, are you here, Bruce?
Yeah.
We'll come back to him.
I don't think Bruce is here. Bezerine?
Continue.
Okay, that's a yes. Tom, since it's your vote, your motion,
yes.
That's a yes. Mayat?
Yes.
And then the chair is going to vote in this, even though my vote is not necessary, but I'm going to vote yes. And so the motion passes. And so this is a motion that we will present to the LSB at the September LSB meeting. And let me just and management, yes. And let me just say that that our desire to continue under CPB rules and regulations is going to be under the cooperation from the LSB and the station management. Because the LSB is going to have to continue putting the cab report on their agenda, and the station is going to have to continue to play the cab cart advertising cab meetings. So our motion is contingent upon those two entities being okay with it. Now, I don't know if we should ask them if they're going to be okay with it, or just let them say something if they're not. I tend to think that we should just present our motion and see what happens.
Because the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is not defunded until September 30th of this year. It's August. The CAB meeting is going to transpire before September 30th. By that time, we'll have a better understanding what's going to happen in the following year and in the interim between September and January. So we'll have to do some research. But right now, it's really not a permissional kind of situation. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting exists and will exist.
You're correct in that. But we're still going to present this motion at the September LSB meeting.
I wonder if that's premature.
No, it's not premature, because, you said, we could continue operations because the CPB is still functional, and the motion that we passed, does address the issues of what happens when they're no longer functional, and so politically wise, it's very good for us to present this motion now, and then just let it sit and see if the LSB and the station continue to recognize the CAB.
Denise on the stack?
Denise, go ahead.
Yeah, just very quickly. It reminds me a lot of what Carolyn Burden always says. They're saying that there's a new bylaws for the LSB, but the requirement for changing the bylaws has to be approved by the listenership. Therefore, there is no new bylaws. And it is a mistake in constantly referring to new bylaws that don't exist legally in the first place. Right now, the CAB is not concluding its budget. It's not closing until the end of September. It might be, you might say something like, in the future, the community, WBI Community Advisory Board, feels strongly that we should continue after the annual funding has depleted on September 30th, 2025. But right now, it's a foregone conclusion. The corporation has the money, will continue until the end of September. The LSB meeting and the our CAB meeting transpires before September 30th. So that's all mute. It's just like what Carolyn is saying. You keep saying the new LSB rules or bylaws when there are no new bylaws because the listenership hasn't voted on it. You see what I'm saying? We're kind of giving power to a situation that doesn't exist. The corporation has the money. It has the money up until September 30th, 2025. It's just, you might want to kind of tweak it a little bit, that based on consideration to what may happen in the future, the Community Advisory Board would like to continue or something that way, intend to continue. Or would like to continue based on whatever, based on the end of the sentence.
Well, the thing is that the word has already been passed, Denise. And,
okay, fine.
And
I'm not gonna go further. All right.
Okay.
Carolyn, to the sack, please.
Okay, Caroline, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I had to be off the call for a while, so I have two things. One is there a recording of today's meeting? I missed David Rothenberg's presentation. I had to take another call.
Hang on, guys.
Today's CAB meeting should be recorded at kpftx.org. It should be recorded, and it should get posted sometime this coming week. So we'll just have to see what happens.
So I contact Otis about that, or you?
Well, I would say to give him a couple of days to post the recording, and then after a couple of days, if it's not posted, to contact Otis. Because I had already contacted Otis a number of weeks ago, and he told me that he was going to start posting the recordings it's pretty much immediately. So I don't know if he did that or not. So give him a copy.
My second point.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my second point has to do with the question of the new bylaws. Technically, the board got some judge to approve things, and some people at Pacifica are objecting to that and filing a suit to contest that. So they have not been accepted by the members because the members don't know anything about them. And the fact that the current leadership is working as if they were legal is a problem. So, yes, thank you for the reminder. We should not refer to them as the new bylaws. We just say the proposed bylaws. And the old bylaws, as long as there's a legal case open, the older bylaws are still the only ones we have. The legal case protesting the new ones may or may not proceed, depending on how much money there is. I would like to see the CAB use that as a pretext for fundraising. We need the money, and we need the money to promote the bylaws. I'm sorry, there's a lot of noise going on.
God, I can still hear you, Carolyn, so just continue.
Okay. I wonder if the CAB could consider doing some serious fundraising.
Could
someone please stop whatever
noise
you're making?
Exactly. Stop the noise.
Yeah, somebody is just shuffling papers or crumpling papers. Please stop.
It's worse than that. Please mute your phone while you're doing whatever. Thank you. I think one of the issues...
So what was your suggestion again, Carolyn?
That we use this as to do some serious fundraising. As a CAB. If you want to talk about that, we talked it got dropped. Not enough people were interested in working on that, but times are changing, and we need to do that. Yes, I'm finished.
Okay, thanks, Caroline.
Could I go on? Go
ahead, Tom.
I just wanted to reply to Karen. I just wanted to reply to Carolyn Burden on that one point. On the Maestro conference calls, I think we might have been going on 3 years now that we've had them, and they said they always record them, and they're ready to be put up. But all I've seen over the last 2.5, about 3 meetings that were actually put up. Everything else is like archived soon, and so I haven't seen that. I think the one from the January meeting is up, I think, of this year, and maybe there's another 2. They're up on like Part A, Part B. They're up on the Texas website. I don't have the exact dates, but I think January of this year and a couple of others. But out of the almost 3 years, that's the only I've seen 3 recordings put up. On the second point, I got an email from Jack the Palmer, which sort of like there's an organization fighting the bylaws, and that email – it sort of gives the name of the organization that's fighting the bylaws, and they're raising money. You know, if you contribute to that organization, they're fighting the people that are trying to push these bylaws. So I got that from Jack DePalmer. I got it on my smartphone, not on my computer yet. But as soon as I get a chance, I don't know how to do it on my smartphone. If I get my computer back on Wednesday, I could send that email that Jack DePalmer sent me. And there's like an organization that's for BAI and against the bylaws. And they said if you contributed a couple of dollars to that, it helps fight back against the people in California pushing new bylaws that aren't legal yet. But so I hopefully maybe Wednesday night, Thursday, I can send it out, that Jack DePalmer's email about that organization. I forget the name of it, but I think
that's
that
wonderful. Do you have
Does anyone have the name of that group that is trying to get a lawsuit going?
I might have it. Let me look it on my smartphone. I might be able to find it.
All right. Okay.
Just sent that out recently. It'll take me about a minute or two to find it.
Yeah. Okay. So you were going to respond to that, Carolyn?
Yes, I don't know the name, but I'm glad someone has it, and we need that name. But they are working very hard to get a lawyer and do a case against the illegal actions, as I consider them.
I think I just found it. Jack DePalmer sent this out on Friday. It has www.mightycause.com/story/Pacifica Democracy. www.mightycause.com/story/Pacifica Democracy. And it says to help the legal appeal in LA to the New Day bylaws. Jack, he sent that out on Friday. I could do better, like as time goes on. I don't know how to forward that to people, but I'm gonna, at least by Wednesday night, Thursday morning, I'm going to try to get it out.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much. Yes, I'm glad that, and we need to do some fundraising. The CAB is in a good position to do that because we need to hold our place on the LSB and make sure that we're still functioning. It has a lot of potential that we have not really realized.
And I'm sure
forward,
all the other
so,
needs
thank
on
you.
The stat, the other four CABs are probably doing the same thing.
Let's hope so. So it's all right. Read it one more time, please, if you would.
Yes, it's www.mightycause.com.
One word.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Then /story/Pacifica Democracy. And it says
the
right
story
below
is spelled story, not ey,
yes.
Right?
No, story, right?
Okay.
Slash Pacifica Democracy, and it says below it, to help the legal appeal in L.A. to the New Day bylaws, Jack. And he sent it out on Friday.
Guys, hey, hang on, everybody. Okay, let me just make a statement here. It's my understanding that this Mighty Cause group, they need to raise $13,000 by the end of this month. So everyone needs to keep that in mind, and to try to come up with as much money as we can, because if we can defeat these New Day people, it will be really good for WBAI. So Denise, I think you were still on the stack, so go ahead.
Yeah, Carolyn, since you said that you were not on, you had to step away for a moment, David Rothenberg spoke about a corporation also that he started with $32, and now it's worth $8 million. That's the Fortune Society.
I heard you say that. Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, organization. Uh-huh. This is something that LSB might want to look at as well from a fundraising standpoint. For this situation, instead of just doing it as a fundraiser, part of the money could be used for investments for future problems. The other part could be used for legal,
persons as well, and it could go across the board throughout all of the five stations. I wanted to know, first I want to say that the LSB, at the last LSB meeting, I suggested that the LSB representative, since you guys are a liaison between the Community Advisory Board and management, that you might also want to help us with finding out what's going on with recordings and the difficulties there. I understand that one of the representatives from the LSB has sent an email to Otis to get some additional information. In addition to that, I understand that the LSB is going to have a LSB show at the end of this month. It might be if the CART announces this particular site, and if you would bring the idea of the corporation concept, I was saying that I would be asking people to use money that they haven't actually earned, but just received, because they're dealing with a company that pays back for using their cards or credit card or gasoline or whatever, and using some of that money that they acquire that they didn't have to earn to go into the corporation, whether it be used to raise money for lawyers or whatever comes down the pike. We have five stations, five LSBs. You know, if you're having a town hall meeting, if you're going to have the WBAI LSB meeting, those things could be implemented with the vehicles that were created by the LSB. All right, thanks.
Okay,
thank you. Thanks, Denise. Anyone else? All right, let's continue. We're still in other issues. Maya, do you have anything to add to what you already said about promoting, technology?
Much said, and you're going to expect me to, because I've already written out some aspect of the CART, where we're describing and inviting people for some concrete help around.
Okay. All right. Now, guys, I want to, my understanding about what happened there was that the CAB did try to have a technology lesson on the CAB meeting, and that it did not work.
Maya,
I'm talking, please. Let me finish. That it did not work. Maya, you have to stop. Maya, you have to stop. Maya, you have to stop.
Let me add anything, but go ahead, Neil.
Okay. Thank you, Maya. So it was, according to my recollection, it was tried at a CAB meeting,
and it
did not work. Maya,
no,
I keep
no,
asking you to stop. Stop.
Because, no.
Maya, you
Maya,
have to stop, or I'm going to have to mute you, Maya. Maya, you have to stop. Stop, Maya. Stop right now. Stop, Maya.
I've stopped. Go ahead. Damn it.
You keep interrupting me, Maya. You have to stop. So that is my recollection, that it did not work because people had different devices, and it just didn't work. So does anyone else at the CAB meeting have that recollection that we did try to teach people at the CAB meeting,
Denise, on the stack.
And it didn't work? Does anyone have
Denise
that recollection?
Can I respond,
Neil?
No, Maya. You're not on the stack. No, Maya.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Denise, on the stack.
After Denise. Denise, go ahead.
Bruce sent out a written instruction for Apple users. I sent out a written instruction for Android users. We both did that. Some people, when they were attempting to do it while we were having the meeting, the the actual feeding of the information. In other words, when they would press enter, it didn't respond right away. But we both sent, they were written instructions as to how to do that. I've sent links to many of the CAB members. So it's not that it doesn't work. Right now, we don't, to do it on the air at a meeting, we might have to stipend off, let's say, a half an hour in order to really delve into it. But Bruce sent an email, and so did I. So it's not going to be said that no one addressed it, because I busted my chops to do that email, and so did Bruce. I don't appreciate that. That's a fact. The only reason why it wasn't able, didn't come into fruition, is because we couldn't spend like 20 minutes on getting a link together. The link definitely works. I've sent it to people, even in talking to people, I've sent it to members. So no, we're not going to go that way. If you're saying, yes, let's devote a half an hour or so to a guest who will say, okay, let's try this and let's do this step by step. And if it's a situation where the information doesn't go through quick enough when you hit enter, then it means that you're going to have to use a written email and do the procedure independently, or create a situation, an environment where maybe we could have a conference room at a library and we can all sit down and actually do it person to person. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Maya, you're next on the stack.
Yes, thank you. It's unbelievable how muddled things get. Mm-hmm. I didn't get any email that was sent out. There was no discussion about a half an hour. What happened? Let me finish, please. Let me finish, please. Neil, I discussed this with you last night when you said something about, oh, we have different devices. I never heard any discussion in the CAB about that. I have no recollection of that. What I remember is that when we were about to move forward with the cart, because you first have to begin with a cart to tell what we're doing, and we never shaped that out, as it were. In fact, at the time when the suggestion was first made to get new members, and one of the ideas was we cannot go year after year with the same elected officers, year after year after year after year, how many years it's been. So,
well, let's have an election.
Please, I didn't interrupt you. Let me finish and respond, please. I remember a task force that was set up with some young person who all of a sudden wasn't a part of the CAB, but was, when I tried to attend, was saying, no, this was not a good idea. Okay, we never affected the idea. As to different devices, there's some general information that it all applies for. We never tried it. And at some point, I was told by someone who had put themselves in charge that Bruce had decided, and I understand he's no longer at the meeting, but he had decided, because he was to be one of the coordinators, since he is a computer nerd and known to be, and tried to rescue two of my emails that one of your BAI compadres hacked with his people, because he's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's a pig and poker.
Maya, you have to stop with the comments.
Yeah, let me finish, please. You guys had your say, okay? So we need to clear the deck, move forward without any false recollections, because I never heard any such nonsense about, well, we're going to shut it down because we have different devices.
I'm going to send a copy. I'm going to send a copy to everyone of Bruce's and mine. I happen to have kept
yeah,
it because I had to work hard to do it.
When I got to Bruce and asked him and connected with him, he said he had no such decision where he was pulling back. And then all of a sudden, he came up with some reason to go along with the consensus of not being supportive. Okay, you can continue to, and we see it in management all the time, confusion, confoundment. But I'm at the point now where if we can't move forward on any of my ideas other than report to and from the listener and that being at a regular pace, then I'm out of here because we're dysfunctional, we're factious and fractious, and it's just become to the point where it's become a waste of time. This is not an argument.
All right, my aunt, we've heard what you got to say.
I'm just finishing up.
Wrap it up.
Yes, thank you.
I just sent the description of how to send a link with the Apple system to Neil and Bessarine. I have to change the telephone number for Tom.
Hang on a second, Denise.
No, because she
you got to let my aunt finish.
Yes,
let my aunt finish,
you,
please.
Let
I want to prove
finish,
that that's not true. She said it didn't happen.
Denise, just let my aunt finish.
My good name.
All right, Maya, you got to stop mentioning people's names, okay? You mentioned Bruce's name, you mentioned James's name.
We're going to unravel everything because I'm tired of the BS, okay?
So am I.
I'm going to be out of here, and at the same time, I'm going to do a series about the constant bickering and dysfunction and bullshit. I'm through. Thank you.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you.
All right, guys, we're
going to wrap this up.
Like
I know, Denise, but you got to just let her finish up. All right, listen. In terms of a cab car that advertised a technology class at a cab meeting, that car was played. We had that car. And at that meeting, we attempted to teach people how to use their computers, and it did not work because people had different devices, and the devices do not work the same. So we did try it, and it didn't work. So that topic is now finished. We're going to go on with the agenda here. We're
going to
go on. No,
okay,
my aunt.
I'm gonna write about it, and I'm out of here. I'm through with the bullshit. Thank you.
Goodbye, my aunt.
I'm going to send a copy to my aunt also.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe don't bother.
By the way, Neil, could I just add to that? What Bruce said, this is very complicated. He says to try to do this explanation orderly, audio.
But did you get the description? That's the point.
Absolutely, yes. It was,
said, first go, I got the description, but she said we did not send the description.
No, we absolutely
that's
did. It was
different
all,
thing entirely.
It took
that's
place like in two or three programs in a row. Two or three meetings in a row we discussed it, and Bruce said it's a little involved. And if you had something visually to show somebody, it's much easier than trying to explain it step-by-step audio. But he says, no, we'll try it anyway. But anyway, that involved like two or three consecutive meetings. The cart was made, and it was attempted, and it was just a little involved. But all I know is when I talked to you, you actually made it work. You communicated with people in the community, and you sent it to them, and it actually helped them out, and they became members of the station, which is incredible.
All right, guys, let's continue with the agenda.
Let's get a fresh start, okay, because it had nothing to do with people having different devices. I've given you a scenario of the senior planet information. Question. Let's try that, or I'm out of here because I'm tired of it.
constant takedown of particular individuals like me, okay? And you have people who are part of your production and hosts who are actually involved in alleged, okay, criminal activity. And that will be exposed, and there will be a public where it might take you decades to gain your reputation back. So let's try to work together and move forward. I was not present.
My aunt, you have to stop, okay?
Yes,
you're out of order. Out of order. You have to stop.
Yes, send me a copy of the card that you alleged you had. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, and
again,
that's
careful of slander. You
end.
Can be sued, Maya, and I'm not the person to do this with. Be careful.
Denise, everybody just stop, please. We're going to move on with the agenda, people, all right? We can't have this constant interruption, all right? Next on the agenda.
You can't allow people to slander other people's name.
I know. We have to stop my yet. Okay. All right. Next on the agenda is J, which is repeat announcements. And let me do that now. And repeating announcements. Everyone is welcome to attend the meeting, and you are not required to identify yourself. However, if you wish to become a CAB member, then we need to know your name because you must be a member of WBAI and attend 3 out of 4 consecutive CAB meetings. And that concludes the repeat of the announcements. And next on the agenda is K. Next meeting date, which is September 21st, 2025.
Right.
But, yes, September 21st. And so does anybody have the time right now?
3:07.
All right, guys. So we're going to adjourn this meeting at 3:07 p.m. today. And thanks, everybody, for coming to the meeting. And have a good afternoon. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'll
thanks
be
a lot. Thank you,
everybody.
Ben Serene.
Ben
Serene, are you there? If you get in touch with David Rothenberg, he's good. He came on our meeting today. He was short, concise. He had all the answers. If you contact him, I'm sure he's going to be helpful to you.